Hello.
Good morning, Mr.
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
How's the battle going on with your senators and congressmen?
Well, I think I'm a little encouraged about it. Frankly, I talked to Ed Brooke. Did you get my memo on that?
No, I haven't. I won't get it till tomorrow.
Today. I sent you in a memo saying that I talked to Ed, and he agreed. I put it to him very cautiously.
That's right.
Because I said there are no promises, no secrets, no commitments. But will you give us 30 days? And he said, and then come in and meet with the president. He said, yes, I will.
Mm-hmm.
He then bowed out of yesterday's debate, as you may have noticed in the news summary. He was supposed to have joined Harrison. He was supposed to join Case and Mathias, and he refused to.
Yeah.
In fact, he took a line of, don't you think the president wants to get us out just as much as anybody else, which was helpful.
Right. Yeah, the way there, Saxby's line is good too. I noticed that.
Saxby is marvelous.
Yeah.
And McGregor,
Go ahead, McGregor.
Well, McGregor talked to Saxby and said, you know, good work, Bill. And he said, you haven't heard anything yet. He said, I'm getting a little pissed off at
these Democrats.
And he said, you haven't heard anything. I'm coming around to you. So I think it's healthy, Mr. President. I really do. I think that Brooke's attitude was just superb. He said he's making speeches about you, and he is answering questions to everybody that he'll have no part of McCloskey's effort, that he's a Nixon supporter for 72.
Yeah. But the McCloskey thing is just, the best thing is just say nothing about it. It's kind of a joke, you know, and it's, it'll go.
Well, of course, the more people like Milliken and who this week denounced McCloskey and Regal, the more liberals that do this.
Did Milliken not denounce him?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And announced he was for you. As we're able to develop a little more of this, I think it kind of stiffens our...
Well, I think that the thing right now is that as the House gets back and as your Senate people, too, that I'd get Saxby and even get a rather unusual combination, get some of them to get up there and start slamming these guys. Like they did, you know, Scott ought to start back on... See, the China thing, of course, really just sends the liberals right up the wall. They don't know what to do with that.
No, they don't.
Because they couldn't pull it for 20 years, so what the hell? They're really in a bind on that.
Brooke also made the speech that you asked me to have him make. It was a marvelous two-page speech on China praising you. So you're absolutely right. That's got them very confused. But I think we'll start early next week getting the Saxby's and
they got to get your little hardcore of first all out people, and then you add to that the people that want to join from time to time, just like the Brooke and the Saxby, when you get them on certain issues, and that'll just confuse the hell out of them.
I detected.
But there's a lot of look. They're worried now. You see the the April 7th speech. It held the line so firmly and cooled them that they're really...
I detect a change in attitude, Mr. President. I think there was a little bit of panic in the ranks, if you will, a month ago.
Oh, there was a lot of panic.
And I think you've hardened that. And I think that if we can just keep a few of these fellows from going over to the other side, like if we can keep Saxby's and Brooks and that kind...
Yep.
It's going to have a hell of a psychological effect.
Because those fellows, even more than the Hawks. The Hawks seem to calm down now, haven't they, since the Kelly thing?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
They're fine. They're back on board. We have no problem with that. And the demonstrations are going to help us there because
particularly since Agnew's allowing them to do it up the Capitol. That's good. Just let those people up there see those people.
Right. And if the Vietnam veterans put on their show this week, it's just going to make... the hard hats and the rest of our coalition, it's just going to stiffen their back. I hope they put on a little show, because I think it's important that our people get that reinforcement.
What about your friend Harris?
He'll have his poll results for me over the weekend. They were completed last weekend. I talked to him yesterday.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's doing a...
And you gave him our results.
Oh, yes.
Just keep cracking that in there.
I sent the full thing up to him. And,
right. Good.
He promised to call me over the weekend as soon as the raw data is in.
That's all right.
I'll have a feel.
Just keep him a little jumping.
Oh, yes.
Because our stuff is, just keep our stuff moving, too. That is, we're going to let a little more go on Sunday, I think.
This weekend, right.
Sure.
Why not? That'll be up in the hands of all the congressmen and senators
right.
as well.
Right.
So.
Right. Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.